Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee Podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So in keeping up with this series, Raising Superhumans, I have somebody that is very dear to me. She is my baby sister. She goes by Tweety. She's responsible for my hair on my Instagram page. When y'all see me looking cute, she be doing my hair, y'all. But I wanted her to share her story with you guys about raising a superhuman that we've all grown to know and love. So tell me your story.
Hey, everybody. So my son is 12 and he is autistic. So I'll start from the beginning. So he was not born autistic. FYI, children are not born that way. Somehow, some way, they just become autistic. But he was fine. He was reaching all his milestones and everything. And when he was almost 2, he started to go backwards. So like he would say all his words like ball and mom and stuff like that. And when he turned 2, he just stopped doing all of that. Like he just pretty much stopped talking. And his father was watching, what show was that? House of Pain. I think they have an autistic child on there.
Yeah, Janine found out that one of the twins was autistic.
Yeah. So his father was watching the show and he came to me and was like, my son's name is Rashad. He said, I think Rashad's autistic. And you know how most mothers are. Like, ain't nothing wrong with my child, you know. So I'm like, no, he's not autistic. But then once I started to pay attention to the signs of it, I was like, okay, maybe he is. And for a long time, I kind of blamed myself for him being autistic because, you know, I carried him. I pushed him out. So I started thinking like, okay, did I do something wrong? Did I eat something wrong? Did I not, you know, take the right vitamins and stuff like that? But having an autistic child is very challenging, especially in the time that we live in now. People judge people, and you know, a lot of times, let me clear this up for all of the ignorant people that's out there. Stop telling people, oh, your child doesn't even look like they're autistic. What the fuck does an autistic child look like?
I hate
like
that.
Like, that's very offensive.
I hate that. She don't look sick. Like, what that mean?
That's very offensive. Like, what is my son supposed to look like? Autistic children do not have a look. It's not like Down syndrome or other illnesses like that. Autistic children don't have a look. Most of the time, you won't know that they're autistic unless they're doing one of the things that, like, a characteristic of it. Like, my son, he'll make a loud sounds like outbursts and stuff like that. Or he'll run around a lot and like flap his hands and stuff like that. So stop doing that because that's very ignorant. Just, I don't know, if you think he's handsome, just say he's handsome. Don't say he don't look like he's autistic because I don't know what that means. What is he supposed to look like? And it's a lot of, and another ignorant thing. If you see a child out and you see them behaving differently, a lot of people like stare at him or just be looking like what's wrong with him type thing. So it took a long time for me to actually take him out places. And even now I still don't really take him to a lot of places. Like he likes trampolines. He likes to jump and run. So I would take him to Sky Zone. But you know, they have certain rules at Sky Zone. Like you can only jump in a school, you know.
Like it gotta be one person for a block.
My son don't follow none of that.
Bro, he don't know what he wanted to do.
He don't know what any of that means. So he's just jumping, having fun. So you'll have the employees that's trying to tell him, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I have to let them know that he's autistic. He that doesn't mean anything to him.
He really going to do whatever he wants
right.
to do.
So I feel like certain establishments like that need to have special training to be able to handle children with not just autism, children with disabilities in general. Like they need to have a separate maybe have like a separate jump time or like a separate day, mm-hmm. a separate area, something like that. So that it's not like y'all singling him out. He don't know that, but I know that.
he don't be caring either. They right. be like, stop and just look at
exactly.
and keep him moving. He don't
so
care.
It's like, I feel like y'all targeting him. I understand y'all have rules, but y'all also have to understand that not all children understand that. But so he started off, since he was 4 months, he was in and out of the hospital a lot for dehydration. That's actually where I met Simone.
Right.
At the hospital that we both worked in. Come to find out, he was allergic to dairy. So after we figured that out, they put him on special formula. He had a feeding tube in his nose. That used to come out. I used to have to stick that back in his nose. It's just a lot of stuff that he went through. And then once we got over that is when the autism diagnosis came. So I don't know if it had anything to do with that. I also feel like some of the vaccines that they give the kids is like the MMR one. If you guys look, if you ask the nurse for the box that that vaccine comes in and you actually read what's in it, it has a lot of mercury in it. And I feel like that's toxic. So I feel like maybe that might have contributed to it. I mean, you can just do your own research and figure that out. But I feel like when I was growing up, I knew one person with autism. Never even like heard of it. But now it's like every other child has autism. Yeah. So it's something that's going on that's making, and it's mainly boys.
It is, because I work with autistic kids and I don't see, I'm seeing more girls now. Mm-hmm. Like I think out of 53 kids, 4 of my kids are girls.
But the girls are like real high functioning. Like you, like,
yeah,
you wouldn't even be able to tell that they was autistic. There's, I think it's called Asperger's. That's the highest functioning one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of the girls have those, but it's really affecting the boys. And I don't really understand what's going on, but it's something, something's going on at the fact that every other child is autistic.
Yeah.
So you just have to do your research. It's very challenging when it comes down to little things like him tying his shoe. He doesn't handle loud sounds too well.
I feel like he got an old soul though, because his aunt don't like loud noises either. I be getting irritated.
He likes loud, like he'll play his iPad loud, but if it's anything else other than that, he doesn't like it. Excuse me. Even down to his eating, he only eats a handful of things. So like he doesn't eat vegetables, he doesn't eat dairy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a challenge as well, because you know you need your vegetables to develop properly. So you just have to take it one day at a time. And you know, I have times like his birthday that I'll just break down, because he knows that we're telling him happy birthday, but I don't think that he grasped the fact that, oh, I was born today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm another year older. He knows what his birthday is if you ask him, but he doesn't get, like, I've never had to been able to experience him coming up to me and be like, oh, my birthday's next week. I want X, Y, and Z. Christmas comes around. You know, he doesn't come to me and say, oh, I want this for Christmas. Or even if I buy him something that he really wants, I've never experienced the excitement of that.
He just take it and run
with it. Yeah, basically.
Like literally just.
He knows I'm his mother. If you ask him, who is that? He'll say mommy. But I've never experienced him actually calling me that for something.
Mm-hmm.
Like he'll just come up to me and just grab me if he wants something. Or he'll just say what he wants. But I've never experienced him calling me mommy, which that bothers me too. But he does show his affection in other ways. Like he's very, very affectionate. He'll come give you a hug, he'll come give you a kiss, he'll come lay on me. If I'm not home, he'll ask my mom, like, is mommy coming? He'll do that. But it's just, it's very painful to have a child that you've never heard him say I love you, or you know, stuff like that. So those are our challenges that I deal with every day. But him being 12 now, he has definitely come a long way. He still has tantrums for maybe like 10 minutes if he can't get something that he wants. Or, you know, he doesn't understand why he can't have something or why he can't do something. So you know, I have to deal with that. Also, just basic things like walking across the street. He doesn't know, okay, I have to stop and wait for the car to come by. He'll just run out in the street. So it's every day that he's not with me, it bothers me because I don't know if I'm going to get a phone call today or tomorrow saying, oh, Rashad ran into the street, or, you know, somebody did something to him. And he can't verbalize that. He can't have a back and forth conversation with you. Mm-hmm. He can tell you what he wants. And like if he says he wants sausages, and I can ask him, how many do you want? He'll say four or three or whatever. But he can't have a back and forth conversation. So if somebody does something to him, I won't know. Unless I see like a physical scratch or a physical something on him, then I can say, okay, well, what happened to him? So that bothers me.
How do you deal with that, like, mentally? How do you cope with not being able to have those types of conversations, or the constant fear that something's going to happen to him and you won't know?
I honestly, I don't know. For 12 years, I don't know how I do it. I just do it. I try to block it out, and I just try to think, like, he's okay, he's safe. There's only maybe two or three people that I trust for him to even be with, as far as, like, if I need a babysitter or something. Maybe two or three people that I know that I can trust, that I know can handle him, that I know won't do something to him. His father is very hands-on with him as well, so that's a good thing.
That's good, because most men don't know how to be a dad to...
especially a son.
I don't like saying special needs. I really don't. So they don't know how to be dads to superhumans. Okay. Like...
especially a son, because you know how fathers are with their sons.
You want to play football. You right. want to play basketball. You want to, whoever likes to play baseball, that shit's irritating.
He doesn't play basketball correctly. He doesn't know how to play football. All he likes to do is run back and forth. And I've been told, like, put him in track. But I'm like, track, you're supposed to go run one way. He's going to probably run around the whole.
But see, okay, so hear me out. Track might be a thing, though. Because I had a girlfriend on here last week. I think it was last week. She has an autistic brother who runs track. And Devin is...
how old is he?
Devin's 22 now, but like she's had him since he was 11. Put him in track. Devin did everything. Like, literally. Like, I could put you in contact with her. Because when I tell you this, Bama does everything. He every aspect of track. He done did. And he be building Transformers. You know, Rocky like to do puzzles and shit. Devin like to do Transformers. So I'll put y'all in contact. But track might be a thing.
I'm thinking about it. He just has to know, okay, when they say run, that's when you run. You can't just be out the gate running. And you have to run a certain way. Like, that's gonna be challenging for him to learn. But for the most part, he's pretty chill. Like, out of both of my kids, he's pretty chill. Like, he doesn't really give me any problems. The only time he's bad, like, when he's bad, he's bad.
Like most kids. When they're good, they're good.
When he's good, he's good. And he doesn't have too many bad days unless it's something that he doesn't want to do or something that he wants that he can't have. Other than that, I mean, he's very good with electronics. He had a laptop. He'll be on the laptop. He'll be on the iPad. He'll be on the TV. Doing stuff to the TV that I didn't even know that you could do to the TV. He loves puzzles. He can put 1,000-piece puzzle together by just looking at the box. And he just matches the pieces together and do it like that.
Yeah, not my dumb ass. I'll be sitting there like, all right. 10 minutes into the puzzle, I'll be like, all right, I'm done.
He loves Mickey Mouse still. He likes Super Y. He likes... Leapfrog. He likes DVDs. And his
Leapfrog
thing is
still a thing?
Yeah.
For real?
And he likes Amazon. So
if store Amazon?
Yeah. So if he ever get your phone, if you have Amazon app on your phone, he's gonna go on Amazon. He's gonna type what he wants and he'll give it back to you. Put it in the cart and give it back to you for you to buy.
Not put it in the cart though.
So he has Amazon packages coming to my house very often. And if he sees the Amazon package and it's not his, it's a problem.
So, I did not know that. Let me
yeah, he
up.
Can type. He's very good at typing. He can read all of that stuff. It's just he just doesn't verbalize what he's saying, but what he wants. But if you give him something to type, he types like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse season 4, episode 1. Like, he types all of that stuff in.
I don't even go through that when I'm on demand.
Listen, he knows.
I type in the first 3 letters and that's it.
He knows how to slow it down, slow the episode down. He knows how to speed it up.
All right, so let me. I'm going to have Rocky come sit with me one day and we're going to edit these podcasts.
Listen, it amazes me the stuff that he even knows how to do. Like, recently trying to get him to sleep in his own room. So he has his own room now, he's never had his own room. Since he's been born, he's always slept with me. He's had a bed in my room, but he still wasn't sleeping. And so now I'm like, you're 12. Like, okay, you got to sleep by yourself. So he would come out of his room and try to come in my room. So I started locking my door. He would come out of his room and try to go in his grandmother's room. She locks her door. So now he tries to go in his sister's room. So we lock her door, but he figured out how to unlock it. So he takes the iPhone charger. Because she has one of them locks with the little long little thing in it where you can stick like a butter knife in it to turn it.
Like little bobby pins?
Yeah. No, not the pin. It's the long little thing like you can stick a knife in it and just turn it.
Oh.
So he takes the phone charger and uses the plug piece to put in her doorknob and turn it to unlock it. And then he'll go in her room, lock the door back, close his room back so we don't know that he's in there.
Until she get up in the morning.
Exactly. I figured out what he was doing yesterday. He went in her room to go get a blanket or something, and she locked the door so he wouldn't come in there. And I was wondering why he kept taking the charger with him.
Mm-hmm.
So then I figured out that's how he was unlocking her door.
Yeah.
So,
so this is what I mean by raising superhumans. Who the hell thinks to get a phone charger and unlock a door? I would think like a credit card or a bobby pin, but he grabbed a phone charger.
Yeah.
Listen.
And I asked him, I said, how are you unlocking the door? Show me how you unlock it. So he took his finger and was messing with the thing. I'm like, okay, but you don't have nails.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not how you open it. He's using the phone charger. So I bought him a stuffed animal. He don't like that. He sleep in the bed with him. Last night, I slept in the hallway on my hardwood floor outside his door to make him stay in his room.
Did he stay in the room?
He would come and check and see if I was still out there every now and then. Mm-hmm. And then he stopped. I'm like, okay, he must be asleep. So he was asleep. So I went in there and turned the TV off and turned the iPad off.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like 2 o'clock in the morning, he got up to use the bathroom. He opened the door, peeked out there, saw me still laying right there. But then he didn't want to go back in there. So yeah, that was a meltdown. But I held my ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stayed out there in the hallway. And eventually he went back to sleep. So I'm like, now I'm going to have to sleep on a hardwood floor with a blanket to make this man stay in his room. Yeah. So it's a lot of sacrifice that you have to do when you're raising a super, what'd you say?
Superhuman.
A superhuman. It's a lot of sacrifice, and you have to be willing to sacrifice sleep, be willing to sacrifice your free time, be willing to sacrifice everything, because at the end of the day, they didn't ask to be here. And I mean, I feel like they say God gives the toughest battles to the strongest people. And I really don't know how I deal with it. But I don't know. I just, without me or without his father, I don't know where he would be at. And that bothers me too, because if something happened to me tomorrow or something happens to his dad tomorrow, I can't explain to him why you won't see your dad no more. He just gonna be saying daddy's house.
Yeah.
So that's another fear of mine. Him not just being able to understand that. And another fear of mine is what's gonna happen when he gets 18, 19. Is he gonna be able to live by himself? Is he gonna be able to go to college? Is he gonna be able to have a relationship with somebody? You know what I'm saying? Is he gonna be able to have kids? Is he gonna be able to do any of that stuff? Is he gonna be able to have to live? Is he gonna have to live with me or his father the rest of his life? Like, those things are things that I worry about, somebody taking advantage of him, just knowing, okay, he has a, you know, he's autistic, okay.
I feel like his sister would beat somebody the fuck up if they tried to take advantage of him. Like, I really feel like...
She would, but it's just like, I can't be with him 24/7. I can't, at some point, he's going to have to be on his own, and I can't baby him. I still go pick him up like he's an infant.
Listen, we tried that once. I'm gonna tell you, when he hit about 8, I was like, whew, yeah, auntie got asthma. This
I ain't. I still go pick him up like he's a baby. That's my baby. That's gonna always be my baby. And another thing that is a challenge is having a child with the that's super and having a child that's not. So my daughter doesn't understand why Rashad gets to do some of the things that he gets to do.
And she can't.
Right. So that's another hard thing, because I don't want her to feel like, oh, she likes him more than me, or, you know, oh, Rashad gets to get away with it, so why can't I? So trying to explain to her that he has a different circumstance, mm-hmm. that, you know, or he doesn't understand something, is kind of tough too. Like, it's certain stuff that she can't do that he'll get away with, because he doesn't you know. So I have to try to do stuff with her one-on-one, mm-hmm. without him, mm-hmm. so that she'll still feel like, you know,
not neglected.
Right. So she still will feel special, or she'll still feel like I care about her versus him, because he requires more attention.
So what lessons would you say you've learned over the past 12 years, other than the fact that he can pick a lock with a charger?
Don't put him in a box. And I'm still learning that. I'm still learning that right now. Don't put him in the box. Don't get to the point where you're saying, oh, I'm not going to take him X, Y, and Z place because I feel like he's not going to be able to handle it. Or like when they have the truck shows that come to the Verizon, the Verizon Center, you know, when they had the truck shows, mm-hmm. I want to take him to that. But then I'm like, oh, he's not going to do well with that. And when he wants to leave, he wants to leave. So
let's do it.
I would say the biggest thing that I've learned is don't put him in a box. Don't be afraid to take him places and let him try new things just to see how he's going to handle it. I would say that's what it is. Because if it was up to me, he wouldn't leave the house. He would just be with me all the time. Even down to taking him to the grocery store. I don't even really do that too much because he's so, like, my biggest thing is having to cuss somebody out.
Oh, I've been there. Anger to tell you.
Oh, my child.
I've cussed a couple people out. We've been on vacations and I've been like, listen.
Or having to fight somebody because you're looking at my child stupid. Or you say something stupid out your mouth because mm-hmm. he's making a loud sound or because he's doing something. Mm-hmm. So I try not to. But he loves the grocery store. He go in there and pick what he want.
I'm sure he do. If he go on Amazon.
He picked the 4 cheese pizza, DiGiorno pizza. He picked 4 of them up and put them in the basket.
Because they was on sale, probably. Probably.
No, they were not. Probably. Them pieces is like $10 a piece.
Probably saw 2 for $5. Let me get 4.
He'll show you exactly what he wants. If you take him in the grocery store, he picks up what he wants. But I'll have to try to make him get in the basket because now he's running around the whole store.
Yeah.
So it's more so of me, like, I just don't have to fight nobody in the grocery store. I don't have to cuss nobody out over my son because I will. And he's been, like, out of my whole life, whenever I have an issue with somebody or somebody don't like me, the first thing they say is something about my son.
And yeah, I'd be ready to fight over that.
And that's
like,
a trigger.
Don't do that.
That's a trigger. Because it's a lot of shit that I don't give a fuck about. Like, you can't hurt my feelings unless you say something about my kids.
Yeah.
Especially him.
Yeah.
So that shit gets under my skin. And it's just the overall ignorance of people in life. Like, in general. Not everybody is the same. Not every child is the same.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to respect the children that are not like your child, mm-hmm. and be able to respect the differences between the two and educate yourself. Mm-hmm. I can't say that enough. Educate yourself on different things so that you're not being an asshole about some shit that you shouldn't be an asshole about.
Absolutely. So how can the people get in contact with you? Like,
you can follow my Instagram page. It is TweetyB, TweetyB, a dot and an underscore. That's my personal page. And if you would like to follow my business page, because I do have my own salon now, and I do locks, as Simone said, you can follow me on Locked, L-O-C-D, the letter N, W-I-T, T-W-E-E-T. That's my Instagram page for that. And any questions that you have, I'm open to that. If you would like to speak to me about anything, it's fine. Just come correct. That's all I can say. Just come correct and we'll be fine.
All right, y'all. That's it for now. I'll catch y'all next week.